Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G just making a video about the world keeps on turning. Well, let's go. Yes, it looks like everything's turning. Everything happens in cycles. Look at this. According to the Times of Israel, Putin, first Soviet government was mostly Jewish. So yes, I assume that back in the 90s, when Russia was the USSR, and we were going against them, and we won that thing, and they actually went bankrupt. Because it says right here, speaking at Moscow's Jewish Museum, boo! Russian president says politicians were guided by false ideological considerations. Oh, yes. Yeah, the Bolsheviks or whatever were the ones that destroyed Russia. And now we got the same problem here. And who knows how this is gonna end up. Hopefully we don't get fucked, but the way we say, we're getting fucked good. Because our president is a bitch. Just saying. Yes, this dude's supposed to be for the American people, but what is he doing? Nothing for America. Yeah, have you seen all the crazy shit that he's trying to implement? It's all bullshit. That Palantir and then fucking with money and... Yeah, now that that thing in World War III didn't happen, supposedly, now he's going to be focusing his targets on us. Because the power. They're losing power, so he's going to try to combine all their power together, consolidate, so... Yeah, fun times ahead. Really? Maybe. Nope. We're fucked. But just keep on stacking your money and do what you can. And be strong and get ready so when shit does hit the fan, you could act accordingly. But who knows? Just have a lot of food. Well, you know, canned goods. Have some money, some silver stacked up, and maybe some first aid stuff. You know, things that you might need. Because dollars you can't eat. But canned beans... And then maybe a nice little fifth of alcohol? Yeah, drink some tequila, whiskey, whatever kind of poison you like. Like, why not? The end of the world. Yeah, and then you got motherfuckers doing shit like this. Our country's overrun with this. I personally don't give a fuck about the pedal bullshit. Just keep it under wraps. If you like that shit, cool, more power to you. But you should keep it to yourself. Because remember, not that many people are into that shit. Yeah, supposedly in the world... There's only 3% of the world are into pedophilia. Yeah, but do you know what that equates to? About 200 million people. Crazy shit. Yeah, then we got all these immigrants coming in here, doing all kinds of shit. Yeah, let me bring it up. Yeah, we have these nigger Haitians coming poaching our animals. Yeah, look at this, what fucking Sephiroth did. Yeah, isn't he an immigrant too? But yeah, no, I'm talking about a different kind of immigrant. I'm talking about this motherfucker. Yeah, he went to this fucking place and stole a swan. Yeah, I'm thinking he's gonna keep it as a pet. He's probably gonna make it into a snack. Let's watch the clip.
Is outrage over the abduction of one of Mother Nature's most magnificent creatures, a swan.
According to the Brave browser, it says that the fucking bird is about 33 pounds. Huh. And said their wingspans could be up to 10 feet. So yeah, that's a big ass bird. So you think these motherfuckers are gonna keep it as a pet or are they gonna fuck it? No, they're gonna eat it. And they're gonna eat it good. I wonder what the hell they're gonna do. Are they gonna fry it? Cause they look like they're darkies. But who knows, let's watch.
The suspect was caught running down the street with the giant swan tucked under his arm. Then he stuffs the bird into the back seat of the getaway car with his buddies. The four knuckleheads.
Yeah, the four knuckleheads. If you think about it, it's kind of like in back in feudal England or whatever, where you couldn't poach in the forest. Yeah, if you go hunting in there, it's considered poaching. You're stealing from the king. So in a way, that's kind of like 2.0 version of it now. So, huh. Yeah, these guys are Robin Hoods. Oh, yeah, they are hoods. Whatever, but yeah, just keep on watching.
It's are cracking up as they take off.
It was a little brutal. You can tell they had experience holding these birds.
Stephanie Santiago witnessed the swan nap.
Of course it was a fucking Karen. The bitch had nothing better to do than fuck with these kids. Yeah, maybe these kids are future scientists or engineers. Yeah, and they were gonna use that swan for an experiment or something. Yeah. but whatever.
One of them was actually looking out the window with a stupid smile on his face. And I...
Yeah, and of course that pissed you off, right? Because they were laughing and they took your little butt buddy, right? You fucking bitch. Yeah, and then you go write them out. Well, let's see what other things happen, right?
I told him, I was like, you're going to see me. Remember me, because you're going to see me again. And when you see me, you won't be smiling.
Swans are known for being territorial and making loud noises if a human gets too close. But the snatched swan is a species known as a mute swan.
According to the Brave browser, Wikipedia, it says the name mute derives from it being less vocal than other swan species. So yeah, they don't go honk, 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 honk. They're less quiet. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's passive. Yeah, this fucking bird just let it to be grabbed. So yeah, in my opinion, this bird's stupid and just, committing suicide. Yeah, I want to do death by immigrant. It's like, when people do death by cop? Same difference, right? Just saying.
Swans are even quieter, so she didn't make a lot of noise when she was taken. To make this all the more upsetting, the swan had just given birth, and...
What the fuck? How the hell do birds give birth? Yeah, these are swans. They're not fucking storks, you dumb bitch. What the hell? Yeah, women are retarded, in my opinion. This chick is just fucking stupid and trying to pull on your heartstrings. Look at the poor swan, it has babies! It's a fucking bird, and there's a shitload of them. And last time I checked, those fucking birds are really fucking annoying. So, fuck them. I hope they do eat him and put his ass in a deep fryer and they fry his ass and eat him with collard greens or whatever the fuck these darkies eat. Just saying.
Her lifelong mate has been calling out in distress, desperate for his long-lost love.
This bitch reporter is personifying birds. What the fuck?
Oh, his lost love. Oh, how is he gonna survive? Oh, no, he's gonna be a single father raising these little swanlets or whatever the fuck they are.
What a fucking faggot. What a dumb fucking bitch. You see? That's why women don't deserve rights. They should be at home pregnant and making me a sandwich. Yeah, fucking stupid woman. But whatever, let's continue this fucking dumpster fire.
Stephanie shared her video of the theft and the Howard Beach community in Queens, New York leapt into action.
Yeah, instead of this bitch fucking stopping them, she records them. And then it's this whole city that has to stop crime, not this dumb bitch. She's just a fucking pervert watching right in the side like a fucking cuckold in the cuck chair. Just watching. Yeah, you fucking pervert. Go fuck off, bitch.
The community was enraged. These birds are a fixture in our community. They have families. They have babies. They reproduce.
Man, this dude's a faggot. Every biological creature reproduces mates. Except me, because the Jews took my fucking woman. Fuck you, Jews. You fucking cocksucking worms. Just like this guy. What a fag. Oh, but I'm a man. I gotta simp for women. I gotta do all kinds of shit. What a fag. It's just a bird. Leave that shit alone. Just saying.
Residents spotted the suspects and called cops.
They have apprehended the vehicle that was used and involved with the swan abduction and the...
Yeah, I guess people don't take matters in their own hands and stop the people. When they caught Richard Ramirez, he was caught by the public. Yeah, and the cops didn't catch him shit. They found him and they beat the fuck out of Richard Ramirez. But nope, these guys are fucking lame and can't do shit. But I'm the one that's stupid, huh? These guys say, oh look, there's the bad guy! Oh, but you can't fucking go out there and stop the dude? You guys are fags.
Unfortunately, have no swan with them.
So, what happened to the abducted swan from Queens? Unfortunately, it's a mystery.
What the fuck, stupid? What the hell you think they're gonna do with that swan? They ate that motherfucker. Yeah, they're not gonna take it home and like sell it in the black market of swans. Yeah, it's a fucking black swan event, not this type of fucking black swan event, you dumb bitch. Yeah, you're so fucking retarded. Goddamn notification got me when I was in mid-rant. Boo!
We don't know if we'll ever see that bird again.
Police are investigating if the swan was stolen as part of a senior prank or to be put in someone's private pond.
Oh yeah, sure. Someone's gonna put that fucking bird in someone's private pond. You're stupid, bitch. Yeah, maybe these people are Pokemon trainers. And they're trying to catch all the Pokemon and they're gonna go fight in the tournament. Yeah, that could be it, right? yes, this is some weird fucking Pidgeotto or some shit. You're fucking stupid. But yeah, you like playing your fucking Jewish word magic. Keep on switching shit around. Oh no, these people are not gonna eat this bird. Oh no, they're gonna make it into a pet. You're fucking stupid. Yes, women are so fucking delusional. You tell them fucking something and they think you're being an asshole. But you're trying to help them out. But you can't, right, lady? Look at this one. But oh well, that's okay. Let's switch it up and let's go talk about Jews. Well, let me modify that. It's not necessarily that. It's actually about what the government is doing. So I'm wondering who pulls the government strings, I wonder. But yeah, let's let the guys of Family Guy talk about it. Let's take it. Well, first, a little background. This is the characters of Family Guy talking about what happened recently with Iran when we bombed it. Yeah, let's see what Stewie has to say.
Bro, wasn't Israel and Iran about to start World War III?
Yeah, there were explosions, sirens, TikToks with red filters, and now? Just ceasefire?
12 days! That's how long the chaos lasted. Just enough for headlines to scream, while the Genius Act slid through the Senate like butter.
Wait, they signed peace over coffee or what?
It wasn't a war. Turns out it was just another theater for people.
So what?
Yeah, the government starts spying you, start using AI and crypto and all kinds of shit to get you. Oh yeah, it's pretty fucking sick what the government's doing. They're using supposedly the Iran thing to mask this kind of bullshit. Yeah, it's another power grab. Enjoy.
Oh, we were doom scrolling?
They passed digital dollar infrastructure, biometric ID integration, financial behavior monitoring, and no one blinked because they were too busy asking, is this World War III?
Wait, didn't they say Iran's nuke sites got hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did bomb the fuck out of that shit, but guess what? It didn't do fuck. Supposedly, they're actually rebuilding it right now as we speak, and it's gonna be fixed in a few weeks, actually, so whatever. Don't quote me on that. You'll see. Oh, fun times.
And yet not a single mushroom cloud. No mushroom emoji in sight. Where's the fallout? Where's the radiation mess?
So you're saying...
I'm saying it was a distraction ritual. Controlled chaos to mask...
Well, bricks is a thing. Yeah, and guess what? Supposedly Mexico's gonna get hypersonic missiles. I bet nobody knows that, do they? Oh shit. Yeah, the US is losing grip all over the world, so it's gonna start doing things domestically. So guess what? You like people fucking you? Guess what? It's gonna be happening. Oh, we're gonna get laid. We're gonna get laid good. And not the good way. Not the way you wanna get fucked, but we're doing this.
Real control.
But why fake a war?
When you're distracted, you don't see what they're building behind the curtain. Because when you're scared, you obey.
And the Genius Act?
It doesn't just replace money, it replaces identity. You become a programmable user.
But people don't even know this past.
That's...
Yeah, exactly. People are not paying attention because they're distracted. And we're gonna get fucked. You won't notice until it's too late.
The point. Just like nothing ever happens. Your soul, willpower, health, and energy are drained daily while you sit in front of a screen, eat garbage, listen to lies, and argue about theatrical events. 2010. Real.
Well, guess what? These people have been infiltrating little by little, getting in there, and now they're in here, and guess what? They're here to stay. Now, how are you going to get rid of them? Yeah, I wonder. You got this locust inside here destroying shit, but I don't know. Yeah, sooner or later, we're going to find out, right? How much bullshit can the American people take? I don't know. Guess how deep can you fucking hold your fucking ankles if fucking they're gonna go deep inside your butthole? I don't like it, but that's what we're doing.
Money still existed. 2015, things got tougher, but manageable. 2020, inflation, virus, lockdowns. 2023, prices, rent, food, everything up. 2025, survival became the new normal, and no one noticed, because it's happening slowly.
So what's next?
You're not walking into a future. You're sliding into a system, a biometric funnel, where freedom is an illusion with a progress bar.
So we lost and didn't even know?
Exactly. The world didn't end. It just got a new terms of service.
Yeah, people don't pay attention to things because they're focused in their own bullshit or the crap that's on TV or whatever fucking shit. But yeah, things are changing in a breakneck speed. I think what's gonna happen a whole lot of nothing until boom, something happens. And that's when shit changes for the rest of your life and forever and ever. Well anyways, you guys just better hang on there, take care of your life, get your life in order. Straighten up the things you need to do and just start stacking up stuff. Food, ammo, water, medicine, Yeah, all the stuff that you need, because it's gonna get crazy. Well, let's start doing what we need to do, so goodbye, friends.